Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. No Hate, No Fear, the name of a march and rally being held today in the wake of a recent string of anti-Semitic incidents in our area. 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern is there and joins us live. Roger?
They've been crossing the Brooklyn Bridge now for more than an hour. Thousands and thousands of people starting off in Foley Square, heading to Codman Plaza to make it clear that anti-Semitism and hate has no place in this country. The march, inspired by a series of anti-Semitic attacks, both in New York City and one in Rockland County involving a machete. Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Senator Chuck Schumer at the lead of this march. Schumer and Cuomo saying that hate has no place in this country. Both the governor and the senator saying they're going to try to find money to help beef up security for religious institutions. People here saying that they're marching because this is serious, this is important. They always thought this were the United States, but it has, and they are worried. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Police in Yorktown up in Westchester trying to find the person or persons who vandalized some key sites around town. 1010 Winds spoke with State Senator David Carlucci, who represents the area.
We see anti-Semitism. We see anti-LGBTQ. We see anti-Muslim. The list goes on and on. Anyone who's different is under attack, and that has to stop. We've seen anti-Semitism at the highest levels, but we see hate of all types, and that's why we have to be united.
Officials say a menorah was toppled at Veterans Field in Yorktown, windows destroyed and smashed at a number of churches and elsewhere. Town personnel repairing the damage now as police review surveillance video. At least five people dead, some 60 others injured in a massive icy crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike around 30 miles east of Pittsburgh. KDKA-TV reporter Chris Hoffman telling us that weather and road conditions likely played a role in the collision, which involved two tractor trailers, a FedEx truck, several cars, and a bus that ended up on its side.
It's a little outside of Pittsburgh, but it starts to get rural, a little hilly. And where this happened, from where we can see on a map, it's a part where the road starts to form almost like an S bend. It was a windy part of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It did snow and have wintry precipitation last night.
Ohio Coach says its charter bus was on the way from Chinatown in Manhattan to Columbus, Ohio. No word yet on the identities of those who were killed and injured in the crash that has closed down the Pennsylvania Turnpike in both directions for some 86 miles. A 31-year-old Valley Stream man under arrest, charged with criminal trespass and unlawful surveillance. Nassau County Police say Paul Cotugno's crime was to go into a woman's backyard on Mineola Avenue around 10 last night and then use a chair to look into a bathroom window and record video on his cell phone of the 25-year-old taking a shower. She screamed. He ran off and was picked up a short time later. Harvey Weinstein stands accused of sexual assault and rape by more than 80 women, which sparked the Me Too movement. Tomorrow morning, a pretrial hearing in which Weinstein faces a judge in Manhattan. Correspondent Marcy Gonzalez with more.
Case heading to a New York City courtroom centering on allegations made by two of the women. The prosecution hoping to paint that picture for the jury by calling four additional accusers to the stand. While one of Weinstein's defense attorneys says she plans to show that though he's made mistakes, he is not a criminal.
The 67-year-old Weinstein has pleaded not guilty, insisting any sexual activity was consensual. Jury selection is scheduled to start following the pretrial hearing. Well, this is the first Sunday of 2020, and with it, higher tolls on Port Authority crossings. The package approved last September took effect early this morning. For drivers using E-ZPass, the peak period discount has dropped a quarter over and under the Hudson and across the Staten Island crossings. Drivers using cash are seeing a $1 increase up to $16. Michael, one driver who talked to our own Roger Stern, said the increase is going to be tough for him.
Well, not good. I travel here five times a week, so I think we paid enough money already.
After this, tolls will be indexed for inflation. Port Authority officials say the increases will help to fund nearly $5 billion worth of projects in their 10-year capital plan. Another name for today, it's Dating Sunday. We have more from correspondent Christopher Cruz.
The first Sunday of the year is historically a big day for dating apps. Bumble is expecting a 30% increase in new users today. Match is expecting an 80% increase. Bumble attributes the increase to a mix of New Year's resolutions, post-holiday breakups, and Valentine's Day being around the corner.
A Stanford University study published last year found meeting online has become the most popular way heterosexual couples meet. 10 years ago, it was meeting through friends.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.